Welcome. Down?
Please, okay. Yeah. I'm really not sure I'm wired here, but thank you. Good. Thank you so much, Lynn, for leading. It's so much easier and less confusing for everybody if that somebody who is a part of your regular time here does that. It relieves a lot of stress for me too, coming in trying to, how did we do that? It's been a while. We were reminiscing coming over here. Pretty sure it was 20 years ago in 99 when it started to come. It was a transition time for some of us for sure. And then I think came on a regular call in 2000 sometime. And yeah, it's so fun to experience life when we come here, in the Word, in the people, the upgrades to your structure here, and way to go. Glad to see that. And so many of you who don't change. Yeah, but 20 years does, there is a bit of water under the bridge. And we were here till 2004 in the summer, I guess. Will you pray with me? Lord God, we have this time together. We desire you to use it. We commit it to you. Desire to hear from your Holy Spirit. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that your word is prevalent. Lord Jesus, you are alive. And you've invested in us. You desire a harvest. Lord, thank you for that. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, a few more prospects of a harvest today than there was a week ago. Oh, man. Yeah, I looked at the rain gauge yesterday sometime, and it's a little, I need to get it. I think I can invest in one now. I wasn't sure a week and a half ago if it was worth investing in a rain gauge. But it's a little bit sheltered, but I was looking where the level was, and I had to keep going up 3.5 inches since Friday. And yeah, there's puddles that I haven't seen for a while, kind of saturated. And I guess close to 6 since it started raining 10 days ago or whenever it was. You maybe haven't had quite that much here, but you've had some, right? A few inches? Yeah. That's great. Well, if you would focus with me on this scripture for a time, the parable of the sower and the seed. It's Jesus used very familiar scenes, pictures when he preached. And certainly this is one. A little bit different than in our day and age, not exactly a 40, 60 foot air seeder seeding the seed here. By hand, he talks about, and the results. But looking toward the harvest, and when I got studying this more, to me, there's a phrase in between the telling of the parable at the beginning that was read, and then Jesus' explanation. And when I think about that, what more needs to be said? I mean, I don't want to complicate what Jesus said. This is what this parable means. But will you meditate on it with me for a time? And what caught my attention was the thought of understanding. When anyone hears the message, verse 19, about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. And in the verses between those two readings is this expression, understand with their hearts. Well, don't we understand with our heads? I mean, that's where we compute and calculate and analyze and all that sort of stuff. And indeed, that is the truth. But what makes the difference between us really understanding, comprehending, I think, is the a legitimate definition of that word from the original language. Between that and I suppose that's some of the stuff that goes on in a husband-wife relationship when someone shares something significant and asks the husband, "Did you hear me?" "Okay, yeah, I think I heard you. I think I heard your words. Okay, did you understand what I said?" "Well, did I? Do you feel understood?" I guess that's where we ultimately need to get. Did that communication get to the heart of the matter, get to the heart of the issue? And that's where the challenge is. And that goes something to something at a deeper level, doesn't it? Understanding is important. Indeed, Scripture talks about, maybe that's why Scripture emphasizes so much meditating versus just studying. Yeah, it does talk about studying. Study to show yourself to prove, but it mentions far more frequently meditating. And meditating is like ruminating. And that's what cows do, right? When they have a feed of grass and sit down and all of a sudden there's more processing that needs to be done with that grass that they've eaten, and up it comes, right? And they sit there and chew on their cud. That's ruminating. Well, I guess that's what the Lord desires us to do with Scripture too. And somehow or another we get something more out of it. It's not just, it goes beyond just words. And we get the nutrients, we get the essence of what's there. Understanding is important, and to understand with their hearts. Understanding is a matter of the heart. And the types of soil that's talked about here, where the seed has fallen, could all be related in some sort of heart message. The first ones fell along a path where they really didn't get the first base with a chance to germinate and grow. The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. And so the hard-hearted, Bobby Shuler talks about this as people who feel like they've been walked on, pressured, pressed down, and stressed out, betrayed. Hard-hearted. There's sure a lot of different ways for our hearts to become hard. It's interesting that soil compaction was an issue for quite a while. Yeah, it does make a difference in what the seed, how the seed can produce a harvest in our lives. It won't get very far with the hard-hearted. Nothing wrong with the seed, but the condition of the heart makes a difference of, in the end, what the harvest amounts to. Hard-hearted. Well, and then there's the seed that fell along and it quickly sprouted up, but then the rocks that were there, the sun comes out and it fades just like that. The half-hearted is what I would label those. Hard-hearted, half-hearted, and then where the weeds take over, the chemicals didn't do their job. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, quickly falls away. One who received the seed that fell among the thorns, that's where we're at, is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it. Well, the distracted or the faint-hearted, the disheartened, maybe is what would fit there. Worried. What what will rob the word of its efficaciousness, of it doing what it was intended to do in your life and mine. Well, it's sure not hard to find some distractions these days, hey? There probably isn't too many of us that aren't without one of these, right? And did you read that there's some youth now that are developing kind of a spur on the back of their neck from like this all the time? Like this too much? Wow. Yeah. Anyway, there's no shortage of distractions in our day and age. So hard-hearted, half-hearted, faint-hearted, or disheartened. And then we finally get to the whole-hearted, where the seed takes root and grows and produces fruit. And I don't know, when it comes to this understanding thing, I was thinking, I wonder if it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with the seed, but, you know, this growing season, everyone's unique, right, and has its own unique challenges, but for sure there's been some seed that's sat in dry dirt for a while and nothing's happened to it. I don't know how long it can sit there before if rain now will do something with it, or if it's toast. But to me, I wonder if the Holy Spirit enlivening the scriptures to our heart is not a bit like that rain. I mean, yeah, we can have all the correct inputs, right? The best fertilizer, the whatever, the best soil. I mean, they're crucial ingredients, but the rain is with what is necessary for there to be a harvest in the end. And to me, this is challenging. You know, what's the word doing in your life and in mine? Is the Lord accomplishing His purpose in your life and mine the way He desires it? Is He nurturing our inner world with His peace, with His joy, with His love, and through that producing the fruit of the Spirit to those around us, in our households, in our neighbors, in our church, in our community? That's a challenging thing, and it's very humbling, isn't it? Because what have we done about the rain for the last when was the last time it rained? Before last Friday. I mean, we got the blizzard at the end of April. You got that too, right? And before that, I don't remember. Maybe it rained last fall sometime, I think, or longer. What can we do about that? Yeah, exactly. And I was wondering, you know, before it started to rain, are we desperate enough to do the First Chronicles 15, right? If God's people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll open up the heavens and pour out the rain. Maybe somebody did that. The heavens certainly opened. And there was, maybe especially in Swift Current, eh? Whoa. Some were floating away there, but. Anyway, yeah, I mean, you can do everything right, but you're still dependent, and that's kind of humbling, isn't it? Dependent on the Lord to do something. There's no other way. And so it is with the scriptures. We can do all of the right things. We can have devotions every day. We can read and study, but until we allow and invite Him through His Holy Spirit to bring it alive, it's just sort of laying in dry soil, maybe, or maybe there's the weeds, or I don't know. But thankfully, the Lord is desirous of fruit. He has invested in you and in us, His Word. He makes it all possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I just love how it's talked about in Hebrews 8, where he's talking about the Old Testament, where the Holy Spirit was around but not indwelling people the way... Whoops. Oh, are we still there? He does today. And so the Spirit inspired, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel, or the church of Jesus Christ, after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me. That's understanding. They will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. That's grace and that's mercy. And that's all the Lord's doing, and that's humbling. But that gets us in the right space. That keeps our heart soft versus ramping up to repentance and humbling ourselves before the Lord. Keeps our heart soft, for sure. That's good. That's what the Lord desires, and that's how the fruit can come forth that He desires. Let's pray. Lord God, thank You for this design. Lord, it's a marvel, it's a mystery, and it's in some sense really out of our hands, but we can put ourselves in a position, Lord, that people that have gathered here today are in a position to hear You, to encounter You through Your Word, through song, through prayer, through one another. Thank You for that. And Lord, when we hear Your voice, help us not to harden our heart in disbelief or in disobedience, but to walk where You lead and trust You, and for that to have the courage and the humility to do that. Lord, thank You for the young families that are here, the older people, and everybody in between. Lord God, I pray Your richest blessing on them. May You continue to shower them with Your grace and truth, with spiritual leadership that is tuned in to You and Your Word. Thank You. In Christ's name, amen.